You got it. This transmission
is coming to you. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It was last Sunday that I was broadcasting via an iPhone on Skype from the roadways of London, England. But now I've been back since Monday afternoon, and here we are. It's Sunday, Father's Day, and we're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is 4 o'clock and 45 seconds Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, wow. And people ask, what am I doing for Father's Day? I'm doing a broadcast to fight for liberty and freedom and to try to awaken the sleeping giant that is our constitutional republic. That's what I'm doing on Father's Day, is trying to give the gift of liberty to my children. And I know that's why you're here as well. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 stacks of news here. And I have read or scanned over all of this. Some of the stacks are like 25 stories thick. Most of them are 5 or 6 stories thick. You do the math. That's a lot of news. I'm going to attempt as good as I can, as best I can, to try to go over most of this today and leave some time to open the phones up and take your phone calls. Where to start? Where to start? Well, the good news is, Congress, depending on which Gallup poll you look at, has a 9, 10, 11, or 12 percentage approval rating. So even the brainwashed general public understands that the government itself is a kleptocratic collection on average of very, very wicked, absconding control freaks, poltroons, and scallywags. We're going to be getting into that. We're going to be getting into Iran has had a new election, has a new, more moderate, conservative El Presidente. So we're going to be breaking that report down. We've got the major buildup towards an expansion of the unconstitutional war via NATO and the jihadi al-Qaeda brigades against Syria. And we've got those reports we're going to be getting to. Also, Obama is heating up to declare victory over America. You cannot make this up. He's set to release new regulations. Congress didn't pass a law, so it's new regulations. Basically shutting down more power plants, increasing the cost to do business here in the United States. Nothing to do with helping the environment. Everything to do with transferring our industry to China. They took $22 million of taxpayer money. $21 million and change to move General Motors to China. That's what we're talking about right there. He set July 4th, just like he did a couple years ago with the NDAA on New Year's Eve. July 4th, a little present for us. He already quietly last week in a regulatory announcement, not even an executive order. I mean, I'm waiting for the president's flatulence to be law. It's just some little side issue. Maybe a piece of spit drips out of his mouth and splatters on the ground, and they can make a shape out of it. It'll become law. You know, the booger falls out of his nose on the ground, it becomes law. I mean, I hate to be sophomoric here, but my point is any pettiness, just, on the back of a regulation about microwave ovens, we're going to increase the power of carbon, and then he makes money off of it. I just can't get over that. Obviously, the big news that I'll cover after break, all the latest on the NSA, and it's being announced. Oh, the NSA via the control grid will give you government announcements hardwired into your phone that you cannot turn off. Your phone will turn on, and a video will pop up or text message with the dear leader, Kim Jong-un, Obama. Obama announcing how much he loves you and how government hung the moon. And if you built a business, well, you didn't build that. It's all coming up. Stay with us. We're live on Father's Day.
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports, violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we're here live. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. But then I return Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, thank you so much for joining us, all of our great AM and FM affiliates out there across the United States, and of course, everyone watching via InfoWarsNews.com. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're fighting the construction of a global kleptocratic prison planet with the InfoWar. Okay, where to start, ladies and gentlemen? I have major studies out that I'm going to be getting to in the next hour, where British, German, and U.S. researchers at universities are finding that pharmacological crops, or crops that grow their own pesticides to kill bugs so bugs can't eat it, that's why honeybee populations are down more than 90% in some places in the Western world, on average about 60%. Oh, I told you that years ago we had scientists on. Now that's mainstream news. In fact, here's the New York Times. Researchers find biological evidence of Gulf War illness. New York Times on Friday reported that little jewel. By the way, that came out back in 1993 in brain scans and in MRIs as well as autopsies of the brain stems filled with sarin and VX nerve gas, but it was a conspiracy theory. They knew day one that 25,000 plus chemical weapons detectors went off, and that when they blew up the Camisea and other bunkers that were videotaped first, showing U.S. had sold Saddam back when he was allies with the U.S., the chemical weapons, he used them against the Iranians in the seven-year U.S.-backed war, that is, globalist-backed war. And then our government wanted the evidence blown up and blew it up and told the troops, take your mask off, it's safe. You can ask why they did that. I know why. Same reason they shoot U.S. troops up with deadly vaccines full of cancer viruses and mercury. Same reason they had atomic soldiers. Same reason they injected black men with syphilis, telling them it was a vaccine. Same reason they irradiated 4,000 plus U.S. foster children to death. That's declassified. Because the globalists hate us. They're carrying out eugenics operations against those of us that aren't seen as part of the super race of the New World Order. We are not Superman from Krypton. We are not the son of Jor-El, so we must be killed. Oh, you like your eugenics culture thrown right directly in your face, and you don't even know what it is when you're seeing it. Superman at age 33 arises to battle the fallen angels that have come to Earth to attack. His father's name is Joseph. His mother's name is Mary. And the general public doesn't even know that they're being given a eugenics Jesus when they go and watch it and see it. After all, he wears red, white, and blue underwear. People are saying, what are you getting at? I'm getting at the fact that people don't know what I'm talking about right now. That's what I'm getting at. For someone initiated into the New World Order like I am, by the way, I've reverse engineered the New World Order. I haven't been formally initiated into it, but I'm more initiated than even most of their high-level operatives because they're too lazy to study how this stuff works. It's all hidden in plain view. The world that's being built. Do you just let a cannon lay around after a war? No, they spike the howitzers. They spike the cannons. Do they just let fighter aircraft by the thousands that are now not going to be used or bought, do they let them just sit around? No, they run over them with bulldozers. And it's the same thing with U.S. troops. You were all injected with binary weapon systems, and virus plaques are secreted into your DNA, the RNA waiting until hormone levels drop to a sufficient level with the engineered viruses to then trigger and kill you deader than a hammer. I think the way the globalists dealt with U.S. troops in the first Gulf War, plus it further bankrupts the country, is much smarter. Just have them blow up more than 200 nerve gas caches. One of them, one of the largest in the world, Camisea, have it rain down and then announce, take your gear off, it's safe. And sure, a few people will be more, a little more susceptible to it. So they'll have convulsions or some died right on the spot, but that's okay. Tell everybody it's no big deal. Kind of like when they gave all the troops back in 2002 and 2003, hundreds of thousands of them, they gave them the smallpox shot. And it caused an autoimmune response in the lungs and the heart and killed a bunch of people. So it was a little, wasn't really a soft kill. So they had to suspend it because so many people died on the basis. And they gave it to a bunch of reporters and a bunch of them died because it wasn't just smallpox vaccine. It was something special. The New World Order cooked up for you and your family. Oh, but national pundits call me spooky. I'm spooky. I'm scary because I'm informed because I watched the C-SPAN hearings in 1993, 2 years after the Gulf War, and watched Marine Corps colonels and people in wheelchairs talking about the chemical weapons detectors went off and we were wearing our gear. And then they said, no, it's safe. Take your gear off, because they didn't want to admit that they'd ordered them to blow it up and that it was already going to soft kill a bunch of them. So why not have them hard boil? Kind of like they knew day one, and this got declassified a few years ago, because why not throw it in your face, that it was deadly, hundreds of deadly poisons, aerosolized concrete, mercury, the glass, a death sentence for the first responders on 9/11. But they told you the second day it's safe. And by the way, don't wear mask. You don't need mask, because they have to admit it was dangerous if they said wear a mask. And they knew day one it was a death sentence, and it has been a death sentence. And when I went down for fundraisers and gave 100% of the two different movie showings I did, over $40,000 at one of them, $20,000 the other, I went and flew to New York myself, brought my team, premiered Endgame, another film, gave all the money to the fire department and police department, and the police rewarded me by arresting me for no reason and slamming my head in the wall. And because they want to die. They want to be killed. They don't want to be saved. They don't want to be helped. Okay, I mean, some of the firemen and police there that were had respirators and were coughing up blood in the green room. Oh, it wasn't. By the way, they're all dead. The guys I was on stage with, they're all dead now. And the New York Post came out and called them ambulance chasers, just like the Gulf War vets in a big new major university government study. Oh, we don't know why you're brain damaged and why your brain stems are different. See, knowledge goes in reverse now. Knowledge goes in reverse. We've known since 93 it was nerve gas, because scores of universities did the autopsies and the brainstem studies and the brain scans. But see, in the new America, it goes backwards now. How many years since 1991? 22 years later? Oh, we might actually give them benefits. You're brain damaged. It must be something that happened overseas. But see, I'm supposed to just wear an American flag shirt and go get drunk on the 4th of July, and that's patriotic to be stupid. Instead, I actually want to save what the country was founded on, the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I want to have a future. I'm upset about them aborting 53 million babies in this country and aborting our troops with soft kill chemical and biological weapons. And I'm upset about the honeybees dying. And I'm informed and I'm involved. But I'm a bad man. I'm the extremist. I told you the NSA was spying on you without warrants and using it to give it to private companies to corner the stock market. And that's all mainstream news now. But see, I'm not good because I'm so right. I'm bad, 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 bad. Well, the bad man, Alex Jones, that's me. I'll be right back, and my bad website is InfoWars.com.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You see, evil throughout history has had a leg up on good people because good people are naive. They don't believe that other people have bad will or are involved in wicked conspiracies to feed on the general public. But if you study history, it is replete, it is littered, it is a minefield of corruption and out-of-control evil because evil wants to be in power. In fact, when can you say we had free societies in history? Very, very rarely. You can count instances on one hand. Let's get right into the news. And then I'm going to commit a crime on air coming up in the next segment. For radio listeners, I will be narrating and describing this evil crime I'm going to commit. And then for TV viewers, you can simply go to Infowars.com/show to find all the free iPhone apps and Droid apps and the podcast and the free video feed if you want to go over and actually follow along and watch the show, Infowars.com/show. I will commit a crime on air in the next segment. Not an on-air crime. I'm not going to say, you know, poo-poo or anything like that. I don't need to use words like that to describe what I'm doing. No. I'm going to commit a crime in Florida coming up in the next segment to illustrate how we become slaves, how criminals throughout history, tyrants, try to create laws so broad and so out of control that they're designed to ensnare the general population, and then the tyrants themselves are exempt from those laws. And I'm going to commit a crime that the head of Pacific Forces committed, Douglas MacArthur, in World War II. I'm going to commit a crime that J.R.R. Tolkien committed, if he lived in Florida now. So that crime on air will be committed coming up in the next segment, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm going to illustrate in this country. No, it's not putting an NRA shirt on. People are getting arrested and indicted for that. I'm not kidding. That's coming up. It's even worse than that. It's even worse than trying to go out and protest the closing of the last park in Istanbul. And then the police viciously attacking everybody. So now they've had weeks of protesting. So that's all coming up. But right now, let's get serious and cover the NSA. Now, if you're a new listener, I would just tell you to go to a search engine and type in Infowars.com NSA or Infowars.com Big Brother. And you will find articles from 1996, 97, 98, right through now, describing exactly what is going on. From public documents, from studying the congressional record, but also sources. Now, I want to just give you the big enchilada here right now. The NSA is made up of over 100 private companies that lobbied to set this up in the last 30 years or so. The NSA was around before that, but it really got bad since the early 1980s, 25, 30 years or so. Google was founded by the CIA and NSA on record 14 years ago. Apple is really a CIA front. Microsoft is pre-CIA. It's an IBM front that actually created the CIA. You might want to look into that. Who set up IBM, what its goal was. World domination, master race, eugenics. IBM was probably the main funder of Hitler. If you're a new listener, that sounds crazy. Just please look it up. Okay? IBM would sue me if that wasn't true. IBM set up Microsoft. It's a front company to get around trust laws. Now, let me just segue, though, here for you, because the entire civilization is built to do what we're now entering. They're done dumbing people down, growing the government, getting the police state in place. Now they're moving into the age of controlled bioweapons releases that they'll say terrorists did to reduce population. Then they'll take more rights and pose as the saviors. And then a worse attack comes. And this is the plan. And they're almost there. I mean, if they'll nerve gas 200,000 U.S. troops and not give them treatment and watch, you know, 50-something thousand of them die from it so far, believe me, they want to spike you as well. They don't want to just spike those weapons that are now been used. They've got computers and robots and autonomous drones now. If they're telling you about autonomous drones in 2013, they had them 30 years ago. And by the way, they did. Okay, pre-programmed, that is. Now they're actually somewhat AI. So just understand, the NSA is a private collection of companies, Fortune 100, and their tech fronts that integrate everything you're doing into a over-the-horizon crystal ball. And I was told by an NSA whistleblower in person about 9 years ago, and then again, before that, about 15 years ago, another one, in a parking lot, not a parking garage, in a parking lot, that they called it the crystal ball. Now, you think prism? Prism is just a small tentacle. They call it the crystal ball. And I've actually said this before. I've called it a crystal ball. I didn't tell you the name of at least one major program in this is Crystal Ball. Crystal Ball. And it is a over-the-horizon or future-predicting system. Not mumbo-jumbo, not going out into the ether. They can take enough data and human activity and predict. Since then, they've bragged about this, what you're doing over 93% of the time and what mass movements are going to do 98% of the time. They can also use that to try to, I know if you're an old listener, you're like, Alex, I've heard this for 15 years, please stop. Hey, people are only ready to listen now, okay? So I got to repeat all this. Okay, now the crystal ball system is able to see into the future. But more importantly, they can put stimulus out and program the future. So it's not just about seeing the future. I think they put a movie out with Ben Affleck called Paycheck. It's actually pretty good, where they create. But this is a lens that sees through the time space continuum. In a speed of light quantum mechanics. That's not what it is. They just did that for the childlike brain of the public. It's actually the brainchild of the Fabian socialists, and around 1900, you find the first writings of this, why the British Crown funded IBM, Watson here in the U.S., why they did all this, why they funded the Hollerith machines, why they funded finding about genetics and the eugenics, I.G. Farben and the Cold Springs Harbor and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute said we must find how the cells work because we're going to be able to program immortality for ourselves, but also find systems to wipe out the general public. It's Brave New World, basically, which Huxley later admitted was actually a future projection. But I'm digressing. What did I mean to get into just now? Crystal ball. But then you see Isaac Asimov in his Foundation series. What is that, from the 40s? Let's look that up. And if you want to understand this, read the Three Foundation series, because that was then passed along through the predictive programming in OSS, CIA, MI6. By the way, this is declassified, part of this, to program and prepare the public. But in the Foundation series, they use computers to predict the future. And that's basically what it is. They now have them. They now have them. But they're not just predicting the future, they're programming the future. Okay? This is a weapon to consolidate the economy in the hands of homicidal genetic warfare makers. Might as well be General Zod, to use a popular parallel.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And you are listening to the Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central every Sunday. We're back weekdays, 11 a.m. Central. And again, the websites are Infowars.com, InfowarsNews.com. We stream video as well at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let me just run through the headlines, or I'll never get to them all. But while we're at it, they did punch up the encyclopedia breakdown of the Foundation series that was started in 1942, written by Isaac Asimov, one of the greatest science fiction writers ever. But if you take people like Arthur C. Clarke, he was a member of the OSS, the inventor of the telecommunications satellite. They actually used these guys as fronts to put a lot of these ideas out. because I actually read about this same premise really in articles by the Fabian Socialist out of England in about 1900. The Foundation series, the premise of the series is the mathematician Harry Seldon spent his life developing a branch of mathematics known as psychohistory, a concept of mathematical sociology, analogous to mathematical physics. Using the laws of mass action, it can predict the future, but only on a large scale. It is error-prone on a small scale. They've now gone past that. It works on the principle that the behavior of a mass of people is predictable in the quantity of the mass is very large, equal the population of the galaxy, which has a population of quadrillions of humans inhabiting millions of star systems. The larger the number, the more predictable is the future. Now, again, this is some of the earliest ideas on this put out for the general public. The point is that they now use what you actually do, where you surf, what movies you watch, what books you read, what you eat, your family history, everything dumped into that, so they can then tailor propaganda and subliminals that most people are completely wide open to. And that's really the bottom line here. You're under social engineering. You're under massive manipulation. I would talk about the NSA and the Echelon program, which is a 1970s program. It's not like Crystal Ball and Prism and all the rest of these systems. And people would say, that's impossible, that's illegal. And I'm like, no, it's congressional record. Oh, shut up. I mean, even when it's admitted, the public can't believe it because that's a police state. There's no way I'm in America. Kind of like, there's no way our troops got hit with nerve gas and our own government blew up and they didn't give them treatment, even though it's admitted. Well, I'd do something about it if that was the case. See, they know you, and they know to keep the food and entertainment flowing, even though it's poison food and poison cultural entertainment. I mean, look at what they put out in the media and in Hollywood and the culture. It is meant to desensitize you to death and destruction and to think it's sexy so that you have no immunity to it. Because when you see violence and torture and death and it's sold as sexy, instead of creating an immunity like physical poisons, psychic poisons like that actually make you to where you're accustomed to it. Psychological poisons. And so just look at it. Turn it on and analyze what you're being hit with. Anti-family, anti-male, anti-woman, dumb you down. This is a military operation by the globalist. And they call it that. So let's go over some of these headlines here. NSA spying flap extends to contents of U.S. phone calls. They admit they illegally listen to you. CNET News. Obama does not feel Americans' privacy violated, chief of staff. Well, if he feels it, I mean, if he says you didn't build your business, you didn't. I mean, he doesn't feel. See, they program you with this language of five-year-olds. Janet Napolitano denies existence of Orwellian state. Kind of like they deny the TSA would stick their hands down your pants till we showed 100 videos of it. Just always lie to you. That's out of political ticker. Facebook spying on people for the NSA. They are the NSA. Yahoo supplied data to Prism only after losing scrappy FISA fight. That's all for show. They grab all the data, and then if they want to use something in court, they go do the FISA warrant. Continue. It all runs through the system. It's all accessible by thousands of companies, and I'm going to get to that in a moment. Here's another article, The Whistleblower's Guide to the Orwellian Galaxy, How to Leak to the Press. And it says the best way is a envelope with a fake address on it sent out, and that is probably the best way. Or know where the press is, stalk the members of the press, and drop something in there in their lap at the local restaurant. Or stick it in their purse when they're in the bathroom saying, read this and give them basic data. That's how you do it. I've told you that over and over again. Here it is. Thumb your nose at the NSA with Raspberry Pi and the Onion system and Tor and all this stuff. Folks, when you run this stuff, this is when they do go look at you. Let's be clear. And they also put out this fake meme of talk about how you're a terrorist on the phone, how you're going to blow stuff up, and then the NSA won't be able to track the terrorists. That's all put out by their operatives or their useful idiots on record. They've done this over and over again for 15 years that I've seen to make you think, oh, they're trying to stop terrorists. As everyone hears that, No, they're tracking everything you do to know you better than you know yourself, to be able to give that select corporate data to key corporations to corner the market. And that's, by the way, in mainstream news. We covered it Friday. Bloomberg's reporting, thousands of elite firms share their data and get the data and use it to manipulate the stock market and everything. Gee, how do you think all these bigwigs, wink, wink, Bloomberg, inside info, the stock market is for suckers. Oh, you're like, it's up with devalued dollars. Inflation is incredible right now. I've gone to hotels that were $100 a night. They're $300 a night. Hotels I've been to, they're $200 a night or $500 a night, just from a few years ago. All right, let's continue here. Rogers says the NSA lockbox stocked dozens of plots. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. It stopped the plots of Al-Qaeda the government runs in Libya and Syria and how they let in 15 of the hijackers who are really CIA. Source Toronto Star, Associated Press. And they just think they can just call me a conspiracy theorist and you won't go look that up. NSA claims know-how to ensure no illegal spying. That's AP. I mean, what a joke. Senators skipped classified briefing on NSA snooping to catch flights home because it was just a PR stunt by the NSA to lie to the public. Of course, the senators who are all involved in it and whose families make money off the spying companies. Thousands of companies, over 100 big ones, some of them getting $10 million a piece a year to spy on everything and then use that data for inside info on everything, and to know how to shut things down, where key areas of the economy are to shut things down to war game what'll increase their profits. This gives AI crystal ball power, Oracle power to the elite. Now you know why they call that company Oracle. Let's continue here. Sales of Orwell's 1984 up over 6,000% after NSA news. 1984 is child's play compared to what's really going on. Google's internet balloons offer remote access, web access. You can search this and pull this up. Where I said 10 years ago, Google was going to launch balloons that were actually looking through your walls with wireless internet. Wireless internet actually looks through your walls. It's how Kinect can see through your whole house now, and it's face scanning you. And so these are NSA balloons, but Vince Vaughn has a new movie coming out about Google. It's cute and fun and happy. It's a Google balloon. Look, honey, it's non-threatening. See how this works? They don't do any evil. Just drive around with their Google cars with government passcodes breaking into your computer, stealing all your data on record. Isn't that sweet, stealing all your data publicly? U.S. agency said to swap data with thousands of firms. Yeah, here's that Bloomberg article. That's why when you go to get a hotel or you go to get a rent car, all the women behind the counter and men are on a power trip. And they say, so where are you going? What you doing? It's at 20 questions. And I go, well, what are you putting that in your little database? And the woman will always swish her hair because she watches James Bond movies. It's programming. She goes, you bet I am, Mr. Jones. And you don't really live at this address. You live at that address. I'm like, you like your little spy panel you've got there. Hey, take your cancer shots, toots. Okay, get in the coffin. Bye-bye, government killed you. You're not James Bond. You're dead is who you are. They already murdered you.
When you grab a mess with your friends.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Yeah!
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
the way, whether it's cops, CIA people, bureaucrats, doctors spying on parents, making false charges on them to the CPS, any of you that serve the system, I'm going to explain this again. We have a government that's declassified thousands of different programs, and sometimes each program killed thousands or tens of thousands. Everyone knows about secret medical experimentation, lethal, Joseph Mengele being brought over here, protected. It's ongoing. Oh, but the government's good people. We can trust them. And then Hollywood. Oh, the hitmen are Italians. They're so scary. They shoot someone in the head. Oh, it's so frightening. The globalists shoot you with your food and your water. The IQs have dropped about 20 points in the U.S. Look it up. And Harvard comes out and goes, yeah, no, it's sodium fluoride did it. And massive cancer increase. And the answer is, oh, just increase the fluoride. So that's what I'm saying. All of you that think you're part of the system and think anything government related is like sexy and cool. It's corporate America that is really the government now. It's fascism. It's not privatization or libertarianism. And it's disgusting. And then Bloomberg and AP come out and go, oh, yeah, there are thousands of firms tracking you and they get access to NSA data. Oh, of course they do. Of course they do. This is the takeover. Of course these companies are going to use taxpayer-paid-for snooping systems to spy on their competition and shut them down. It's incredible. It is an unfair trade advantage, not just a violation of our rights. People say, well, I have nothing to hide. Well, why don't you post on Facebook then the alarm to your house, where you live, and where your valuables are? Oh, you wouldn't do that. People get robbed all the time saying, I'm going on vacation, and here's my Christmas presents, and where they live. Exactly. So worry about the big criminals. Duh. Take it personal. Get upset and realize this whole smokescreen about terrorism has nothing to do with it. Now, I'm going to get more into the NSA and how it's two-way. 2 years ago, we wrote the article, Obama launches total takeover of the media system, and everybody I know, including myself, gets these government alerts now. But now it's going to be Obama alerts. And I told you 2 years ago, February 8th, 2011, the video special reports up on Infowars.com, flashback, Obama launches total takeover of media system. And the reason I point that out is it's now in the news today that, oh, there'll now be Obama texts and Obama videos. Even when your phone's off or your computer, it will turn on and make announcements. That is directly out of 1984, where the TV turns on and gives you orders. So I'm going to be breaking that down. People are like, how did you know? It was announced by the federal government 15 years ago. I first saw they were putting in the systems to do it. Now they think they've got you ready for it. You understand all the new video game systems coming out, not just Kinect, have wireless internet that's souped up, that shoots through up to three or four major walls, including concrete walls, and face scans, and listens to everything you're doing, and sends it back to Microsoft publicly. I mean, I saw the patent where Google 8 years ago was listening to you over your computer and using it for data on you. And I told people 15 years ago that Scientific Atlantic cable boxes were doing that. And people are like, you're crazy. When I had the manual given to me by a senior engineer inside Time Warner. And then I got death threats over it. But see, you weren't supposed to know that then. Now you're supposed to be told about it because they think you're done. They think you're finished. And they're going to put you in prison. You know, I'm going to do a bigger presentation on this tomorrow because I forgot to pull it up. But guys, will you type in, the last story I saw was New Mexico. Prison guards run security at elementary school. Just I want to show viewers that who are watching on TV. All over the country, most states have passed laws to keep the prisons at 90% occupancy if the companies will build more prisons. That's our jobs. They release the violent offenders because they've declassified that keeps crime going. And then they put nonviolent offenders in there. And who are they getting ready to put in there? I'm going to commit the crime here on air in just a minute. But first, go to Infowars.com/show if you want to watch the video feed. This is out of CBS News. 14-year-old at center of NRA t-shirt controversy now facing possibility of 1 year in jail. And it says, NRA, we must defend our rights. Yeah, yeah. Scroll down and then click on the image there at the bottom, the bottom link there, and it'll actually show the photo. Yeah, just click on that. Okay, fantastic. There it is. Protect your rights, NRA. And the cops showed up and said, take that shirt off. And the school rule said you could have shirts with slogans, just not that. And he said, no, it's my First Amendment to defend my second. And the cop arrested him, and the judge is going forward, throwing the book at him, 1 year in prison, not following a police officer's order. You forgot one word, lawful, like drop that gun. Or let that woman go when you're in the commission of a crime. It's official oppression what that cop did. But he'll go to the lawyers who are part of a corrupt guild, most of them. Got to find a lawyer that's a patriot. They're out there. I've got lawyers that are patriots. And they will lead you up and suck money out of you and get you a misdemeanor when they know full well they file an official oppression. They file a First Amendment lawsuit. That cop will be owned. But no one will tell the parents, no one will tell the young man, we're going to get a hold of him and we're going to do that. And we win lawsuits, by the way. We're not litigious, but when it comes to our freedom, we are bulldogs and we do not apologize. I'm a selfish man for the future of my family, and for that I do not apologize. But I'm a superstitious man. And if a bolt of lightning should strike my son or a police officer should shoot him in the head, then I will blame some of the people in this room. And then I will not forgive. All right, let's get back to what I was saying there, ladies and gentlemen. This is how modern slavery works. I see this all the time. Here's another article right here. We're going to play a news clip of that in a minute. Slayton police arrest woman after request to see warrant. This is outside Lubbock. And they come to the house to question the 11-year-old. And she said, may I please see a warrant? And they said, oh, you want to play it that way? And arrested her. A false arrest. And it turned out there was no warrant. So there you go. So you ask for a warrant, you go to jail in the new free country. Insane bong and pipe ban signed by Florida, including some wooden pipes. But let's expand on this. Governor Rick Perry signs Merry Christmas into law to say that people at commencement speeches are allowed to say Merry Christmas, or Christmas trees are allowed to be in public schools. Folks, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Government has no business telling individual people what they say at a commencement. But you hear about them losing their diplomas and stuff for saying, I give the praise to Jesus Christ. But first, let me commit the crime on air as we go out to break. In Florida, they have banned pipes. Felonies if you're caught with a pipe, ladies and gentlemen. Including most wooden types. There's a specific exemption for some. So here I am on air with a corncob pipe like General Douglas MacArthur smoked. Tell you, pipes are, that's how I started smoking cigarettes. I quit smoking a long time ago, but because my dad smoked a pipe and I'd sneak off and smoke it. But, and so did my grandpa. It always smelled so good, that cherry tobacco or that vanilla. This here, I remember my grandpa had some of this, Royal Cherry Cavendish. I sent the guys out to do it. Let me commit the crime right now. Here on air. In Florida, this is a crime, ladies and gentlemen. Forgotten how good a pipe is. I'm going to load my bowl a little bit better. And when we come back, I'm going to smoke some more out of this illegal pipe in Florida. And again, it's all meant to put you in prison. You're a foreign bank? You want to steal $85 billion a month and give it to foreign mafia? You want to put cancer viruses in kids' vaccines? You want to open the borders up wide open? You want to bankrupt the economy? You want to arrest people for the First Amendment and their Second Amendment shirt? You want to do all that? That's okay. But whatever you do in Florida, don't you smoke a pipe and don't you sell one at your store or you're going to go to jail. Because corporate America doesn't control marijuana and they're going to ban it if they have their way. Because they're a bunch of mafious anti-American scum. Second hour coming up.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And we take you back now live to Clandathlie, where our forces are battling the brain bugs of the New World Order. Again, thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give the phone number out in the next segment, and then I'm going to finish up with the NSA news and then get back into your phone calls and then all the rest of the news I've not gotten to yet. Obama's preparing to shut down what's left of our power plants and infrastructure, another loving gift of Vladimir Putin, as Bush liked to call him. Vladimir Putin says, West arming Syrian rebels who eat human flesh. And then they go on the bottom of the article and go, actually, they do like to eat human flesh, but what's wrong with that? I mean, if you're not a friend of Al-Qaeda, you're not an enemy of the Tea Party, right? Unbelievable information. So we're going to continue breaking that down. We're going to look at what has unfolded over in Turkey, because that ties into people wanting basic liberty. And we are going to be taking your phone calls. You know, I haven't got into Obama launches total takeover of the media system yet. Again, that's from February 8th, 2011. How long ago was that, guys? That's about 2 years ago, isn't it? A little more than 2 years ago. And then we have the related story there. Flashback, Obama launches total takeover of media system. I guess Kurt has now written another article on that same subject. Well, good job, Kurt. Obama launches total takeover of media system. And then again, if you click on that, it will take you to our original article. Actually, I have it up here on screen that goes over all of that. Just so you understand, it's not just they're going to watch you now. Part of watching you means they're going to talk to you. And they're going to make sure you respond. And that's all part of the national census going from every 10 years to every year. And then for some businesses, every month. There is no law, but hey, you better do what the Godfather says, or sayonara, capiche. So be a good paizan and bow down to the New World Order. And collectively, politically, spiritually, open your wrist up, because the New World Order is thirsty and they like the blood of free people. So do what you're told. Submit to authority. That's what made America great. That's why the new American flag is a ostrich sticking its head into the sand, my friends. So that is just some of what is coming up after the break. But never fear, D.C. residents can apply for a pot card. See, that's one thing. Like the Democrats will take your guns and will get rid of your sovereignty and will try to abort your children. And then the Republicans will act like they don't want to abort your children, make sure that happens. And they'll get rid of your borders too, but act like they're not. But then they'll try to throw you in jail for pot charges because, well, you know, the big prison companies openly lobby both parties to build more private prisons with taxpayer money, but to make the profits private and the cost public. Then they got to throw you in there. I mean, this is how slavery has been reinstituted. So I'm going to finish up with those reports and play a clip of 14-year-old at the center of the NRA t-shirt controversy, now facing possibility of 1 year in jail for not taking his shirt off that said, we must defend our rights. Imagine the irony. The actual t-shirt says, protect your right. Now, if they have it up on screen, I can see it. Imagine the irony of the cop saying, take that shirt off. And he said, no, there's no dress code against having things that aren't profane here in the school. And this is my right. Take it off. You know, get in there, Moses, and build me bricks to make the pyramids. I mean, that's really what it goes back to. It's a lawful order of Pharaoh. It's a lawful order of King John to, you know, give him everything you produced. Well, they rebelled up in Sheffield, England, 900 years ago over like 25% taxes. We pay a lot more than that. We're good serfs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Gandalf Jones. Actually, if you're a radio listener, you can just try to figure out what I'm talking about. But if you're a TV viewer, I am smoking a corncob pipe. And many pipes, including many types of wooden pipes, have been outlawed in Florida. It is a felony. You've got to fill up all the private prisons with people. You've got to, because the big private prison corporations on record are in the top 10 of lobbying groups, giving hundreds of millions a year to federal and state governments to have taxpayers pay for new prisons, which then they service and run at giant profits. And the prisoners work inside of the prisons, building everything you can imagine, not just furniture and license plates, but electronics, customer service phone calls, you name it, for 25 cents an hour or less. And then good old boys sitting around in the town wonder why they have no job. They're like, make them prisoners work and don't let them have air conditioner. They got hot tubs and color TV in there. I've got a cousin who was in the Army, and then he was worked for the post office, and then he triple dipped and for like a decade went to work for the state prisons. And he retired over it. He said, it's crazy. It's in the summer, it's 120 degrees in there, and it makes people 10 times more violent. And the way these buildings are built, no breeze comes through. It is torture. And I've heard people on the radio, don't have air conditioning for these prisoners. Yeah, torture them. That's going to be you they're going to put in there. The violent criminals run the government. It's come out, the State Department this year alone hired 2,000 felons, a bunch of them aggravated. Police departments are hiring aggravated felons, and it's always a mistake, but nobody gets fired. They want aggravated felons, period. That's how all this works, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the article. Former Tea Party governor makes possession of a bong a felony. Infowars.com, and we have the different newspapers there, the Miami papers and others are reporting on the same thing. But, I mean, even if it is for marijuana, I mean, give me a break, ladies and gentlemen. Alcohol is so much worse than marijuana, and I'm not even a marijuana guy. I'm more of an alcohol type guy, but I'm even getting away from that. And that's right, J.R.R. Tolkien and was a big pipe smoker. So, J.R.R., don't, if you ever come back from heaven, or Douglas MacArthur, don't go to Florida. Great state, by the way. Great beaches, a lot of nice people, and more marijuana than you can shake a stick at, which is the plan. Got to fill those private prisons up. Got to have an economy. Here's another one. Police trained to treat Keystone XL protesters as terrorists. Now, whereas I don't like these George Soros-funded people trying to shut down our pipelines just so George Soros and Berkshire Hathaway on record can make all this money shipping the oil out of Canada via trains they own out to the West Coast and then to China. That's how business works. Use government here to shut down industry and then fund them. But still, they're not terrorists. And in the training manual, alternate links to, they call them terrorists and talk about how horrible it is to protest. Why don't our police move to Turkey, where protesting isn't allowed? Here's another one. Video game cast Tea Party and Patriot groups as enemy terrorists. Again, I see this all the time. Every new video game that's a shoot 'em up, every new movie, TV shows, you see it. The people that talk about the Constitution are child molesters or murderers. They're now saying it isn't Al-Qaeda that's the enemy. It's the gun owners, the Tea Party, the libertarians. Can people see that Homeland Security was set up for us and they now admit it was? Anybody. Oh, you're protesting a pipeline. You're a terrorist. You're protesting for the Second Amendment. You're a terrorist. You're protesting for farmer rights. You're a terrorist. Oh, you're going to sit there and eat a bunch of Prozac and watch football? You're a good American. Absolutely incredible to see this type of stuff going on. All right. Now, I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I want to go to your phone calls coming up in the next segment. I'm going to hit some other news here in a moment. But first, here's the number to join us for first-time callers only, please. Give new folks that haven't been able to get through, haven't been on a chance, specifically on all the scandals, on them now being in mainstream news, USA Today, with the headline Friday, West funding Al-Qaeda in fight against Assad. And they admit the main fighting group is Al-Qaeda, and they are killing Jews and Christians and everybody, but that's okay. See, I've been proven right again in your face. Want to talk about that? The NSA, Obama now with video and text messages to take over all the phones. And I guess they're saying turn on your TV and make you hear announcements even when it's off. That's coming up. Meanwhile, Congress has a 10% approval rating, lowest ever, which only makes them gear up more with a police state against us. They know they're illegitimate. They know they're criminal. We're going to be talking about all that. I want to get your take on all of this. And do you think it's a good idea that people with basically any type of pipe in Florida be given felonies? I mean, you got to have an economy with people working for 25 cents an hour. Even the Chinese aren't that cheap. Poor Chinese. Maybe they should move their suicide nets around the penitentiary, kind of like Apple has at Foxconn over there. So liberal to have suicide nets. So trendy. You know, Al Gore cares about you, and so does Obama. He got a peace prize, didn't you hear? 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. I want to hear from you with your questions, your comments. 877-789-ALEX. And we will get you up and on the air today. But just finishing up with this, since I mentioned it, and let's go ahead and go to this clip that I was talking about earlier, where a 14-year-old, the center of an NRA t-shirt controversy, and the report acts like it's okay. You know, he didn't take his shirt off. He didn't follow an officer's order. And so now he's going to spend a year in jail. They're throwing the book at him. So if a cop said, take your cross off your neck, do you do it? It's a lawful order. That's an unlawful order. But cops are taught now every order they give is a lawful order. Unbelievable. They need to sue him for civil rights violation of the First Amendment. You're like, oh, no, do what a cop says. Oh, and when they've arrested before people that won't quit giving a speech about Jesus at their valedictorian award, you as an individual could talk about AC/DC or deer hunting or video games or loving Jesus or football. It's your free speech at the commencement speech. So you either support the First Amendment or you don't. You either support the Second or you don't. And this cop needs to be fired. Let's go ahead and go to a clip. Here it is.
A $500 fine and up to a year in jail. That's what the 14-year-old student who refused to change his NRA shirt could face now that a judge has allowed the prosecution to move forward with its obstructing an officer charge.
You know, I think eventually we're gonna get through this, but yeah, I don't ever think it should have made it this far. Not at all.
The Logan County Police Department initially claimed that at the time, 8th grader Jared Markham was arrested for disturbing the education process, obstruction, and were told officers even went as far as threatening to charge him with making terroristic threats.
And Jared didn't do anything, in my view of the facts, that obstructed Officer Atkins in doing his job. I think Officer
Atkins could have
done something different.
Yeah, by the way, I've read the complaint. They're saying wearing the gun was threatening. I saw one last week where the kids said, your Pop-Tart looks like a gun. It wasn't even shaped like one. And so they kicked him out. This is mind control, folks. And it shows the cops on the newscast. I mean, just move to North Korea, buddy. There you go. And don't worry, though, when the government says, you know, we're taking your private bank accounts, as they're gearing up to do, the officers will be like, it's an order. Do as we say. Go to the FEMA camp. Take your shot. Government is God. Romans 13. Do what Hitler says. You're supposed to do whatever the government says. That's why Jesus whipped the money changers. That's why they went in the fiery furnace and didn't follow orders. They were of the devil. They now teach. I've seen TV preachers saying, the Christians were wrong to be thrown to the lions. They should have worshipped the gods, the Romans said. These are not churches. These are authoritarian government megaphones where devil worship is happening in plain view of everyone. That's what it is. The IRS is now on tape telling pro-life groups, you will not pray and you will not go out and protest. I mean, people are like, yes, sir. Romans 13. Government says, kill my baby. I will. Kill that baby. Jesus said so. He said so.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to your phone calls because if I start getting into news, I'll never get to them. And then I'm going to show some video, break it down for radio listeners of what's happened in Turkey. Where a few weeks ago, they were going to shut down the only park left in Istanbul, formerly Constantinople. lost during the Crusades. And it was just a bunch of peaceful people out there saying, don't shut it down. So the riot police came with bulldozers, tear gas, injured thousands, beat up some people, killed some people, disappeared some people. And so then people started protesting en masse. And it just shows how out of control the power structure worldwide is and how governments have been gearing up to crush the population. When meanwhile, the police are having their future crushed as well. It really is sad how we have branded worldwide via media propaganda. Free speech is something terroristic or bad. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Then I'm also going to get into Obama to take over your phone, take over your computer. Even when it's off, it will turn on now and give you Obama messages. They've been pumping you with flood messages and traffic messages just to get you ready and prepared. Now it's going to be political messages. And they have political messages on MSNBC saying your children belong to the state. Men are bad. The family is bad. World government is good. Just get ready for more and more because you put up with it. Let's go ahead. Who should I go to first here? Well, this new phone system. We have a new phone system. It has like 20 lines instead of 11. They're just all lit up. Francis in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Happy Father's Day, Alex. How are you?
That's hate speech. You're not allowed to say father in French or U.S. federal documents. Father or mother is hurtful. I'm not joking. You just committed a thought crime, sir.
Throw me in jail. I don't care. Whatever.
Whoa. In fact, hold on. Viewers won't believe it, and TV and radio listeners won't. Will you guys type in federal documents, remove word father and mother, and show people? Because I'm not kidding. Go ahead, thought criminal.
No, you're right. I have 3 points I want to make, three very important points. Number one is this, that I used to have Verizon as my phone carrier. I actually got rid of them. But I found out about 8 months ago when I heard your show about them surveilling you through your Verizon phone calls. You know, I told a couple of my friends that at work, and they basically laughed at me, basically said, you're crazy, how could this happen, And guess what happened a couple of weeks ago? Everything came out. But what happened?
What do your friends say to you now?
Oh, I haven't seen them. I'm on vacation now, but I'm dying to go back to work and just to see exactly what they think about the situation now.
Well, we're going to have to send some officers by to talk to you about using the term father, pal. What are you, some kind of sexist? Don't you know using the word father hurts people that don't have children and is hurtful? All speech is hurtful unless it comes from Big Brother.
Well, I guess I'm committing a sin, and I guess I'm guilty as charged.
Worship government right now. Let's worship it together.
I got one more question for you to make. As far as for Glenn Beck, I think, in my opinion, I know you try to be nice to him and all that stuff, but he's such a phony. He plays both sides of the fence. You know, in my Cablevision carrier, which I have Cablevision, that's my carrier for my TV, he has a show on. I don't say, why can't you have a show like that on TV?
Well, we're gearing that up and setting that up, but a lot of it becomes a capital issue. They had to spend tens of millions of dollars to get that channel. We're on some systems and things already, but we're having to deploy it. So I'm not funded by, you know, big globalist financiers and people, and I don't want to get into a Glenn Beck bashing.
No, I understand that, but he's just a phony. He plays both.
No, you know what? I turn the other cheek. I mean, I have the entire fake left and right attacking me, and, you know, the latest thing is, you know, Alex Jones has death-threatened me. And it's just completely out of the blue sky. And then you read the fine print, it's some of his listeners did. Well, I mean, I could have somebody send me an email saying, you know, talk bad about Glenn and you're going to get it. I mean, he's a total drama queen, and I appreciate your call. My only issue is that I wouldn't tell people FEMA camps are real, I'm going to expose them in a month, and then come out and build a straw man and say they're not real when they're on record existing. Emergency Centers Establishment Act. There's so many different Army field manuals. It's all admitted they've got civil unrest. Maine Corps program, Operation Garden Splice. It's in the Miami Herald. It's in the Associated Press. This whole continuity of government program to use the Pentagon. And he goes around saying none of that's happening. But that's what the establishment does. And, of course, they're going to have a counterfeit of myself out there to play the part of anti-establishment who really is pro-establishment. But he starts it all the time because he's extremely obsessed with me and extremely jealous. And it's on record he is. But Years ago, I learned he had like four or five people tracking everything we do. And I personally don't listen to him. Every once in a while, I randomly tune in and he's talking bad about me. I mean, great. He has a bigger terrestrial radio audience than I do. So I think it's wonderful. Send them all to InfoWars.com. But I really care about freedom. I care about a future. I don't want to fight with Rachel Maddow, who attacks me and lies about me constantly. There's new video. She said again last week that I said the tornado was sent by Obama to hit Oklahoma City. I never said that. And she doesn't have a clip of me saying that. And then Bill O'Reilly played a clip and said, there's a lot of sexual hate speech on the internet, and then cuts to a clip of me talking about mercenary assassins, because I know what the clip was, out of context, and just says, here's the sexual bad man. And then just, why are they doing that? Why do they have hit pieces every day in major newspapers? Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, Nightline, you name it. Because I know what I'm talking about, folks. And I'm a constitutional populist. I think that's the best way to describe me. And see, you just got me on a jag, sir. I really need to get to the phone calls. Hayes in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I apologize. I'm not very well spoken sometimes, but I'd like to draw your attention to an issue that I discovered. I'm a Mensa member. Every week I receive a publication called the Mensa Brainwave. May 28, 2013, there was a story in the Mensa Weekly Brainwave. I'll read you the title. Cold fusion reactor independently verified has 10,000 times the density of gas, the energy density of gas. This is possibly the biggest story of our generation. I haven't seen it covered on the mainstream media. I'm reaching out to you to have your reporters look into this, because I guarantee you, if nobody's watching, this will be swept under the rug.
Well, let me tell you what happened. They had what Pons and Fleischner, going from memory, 20 years ago come out, and they made a joke about how it was in a mayonnaise jar and it didn't work. They have independently now confirmed, let's not exaggerate, 30-plus times that I've seen cold fusion. The problem is the power levels are usually very low, and they don't know how to extract it, so it isn't really usable so far. If they ever come out with feasible, high-powered cold fusion, absolutely, it is revolutionary. And we know that's what the NSA is out there for, is to spy on companies and people that do develop things. And if you come up with what they call disruptive technology, they will kill you. NSA is not there to stop Al-Qaeda. They run Al-Qaeda. NSA is run by foreign banks. They are there to make sure we never have technological development. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this break. Great point. We'll look into that. Ted, Matthew, Shannon, Michael, Rob, Exy, Bill, JT Coyote, Ren, Robert, your calls are all coming up. Get ready. I'm Alex Jones.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's very important to remember something. The technocrats, the establishment, are obsessed with cutting-edge medical developments. But not just that, all the rest of the technological developments that are out there, because whoever's in control of that is in control of civilization and society. And they act like you're animals, like I'm an animal. They just write about this stuff publicly. And then if I talk about it, they'll have their corporate prostitutes get up there and laugh and say it doesn't exist. That's why everything I talked about 18 years ago has now unfortunately come true. Not because I was some incredible analyst, but because I actually went and studied what they were saying, what they were doing. And they've taken over the world through fiat financial fraud. They've got control of the technological military-industrial complex. They've got the technologies now to extend their lives massively, and they do not want to give that to the general public, because their argument is there's too many of us, we're dumbed down, we're spoiled, we're brats, we're scum. And I got to be honest, a lot of that's true, but the globalists are even worse. And I don't want to be targeted with soft-kill weapons in the food and water. I don't think it's funny. I don't want to be experimenting on, you know, I don't like this. And I think you have a right to know what's going on. I think you have a right to know what's going on. Because I believe we can build a better society and lift up humanity. See, the globalists claim they're doing this whole nanny state to lift us up. But when you actually look at it, it's meant to dumb you down so you're not in the real game of life. You're off playing some imaginary, you know, video game where you live in a false reality. They want you neutralized. The average person operates and behaves like a child. And it's time to grow up and get serious and take the New World Order personal, because they take destroying you and your family very personally. Now, you've been warned. I'm going to give each caller about a minute because I want to get to all these. There's like 20 of them. Matthew in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Pretty good, sir. Go ahead.
All right, Alex. I have a question, a couple questions. Are you still getting behind this march on the state capitals with Kokesh? And if so, do you believe that it could be a threat to the Constitution?
Yeah, I've never been for an armed march on D.C., and I've not been for a march armed on capitals, even though open carry is legal and lawful in most areas and legal and lawful under the Constitution. I was simply trying to say, if all this happens, we need video cameras everywhere there so the system can't set up provocateurs.
Right, but do you think this could be an excuse to go for our guns? In which way do you think it could be harmful to the Constitution?
Yeah, I don't think it's an excuse to go for our guns. That's why they've been arresting Kokesh twice and threatening him and stuff. They don't want a revolution to start right now because we'll beat them that way. We'll also beat them in an info war. They don't want to let us choose the time of when an armed revolution starts. They want to blow something up and then blame it on us so they can then have an all-out war against us. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Shannon in Minnesota. You're on the air.
Yeah. I just noticed how they have, like, all the grandstanding with, you know, how they could prevent, you know, 9/11 from happening if they had the NSA.
They had the NSA doing exactly what it's doing now then, and I've talked to the NSA people like Sabelle Edmonds. People always say, if the government was involved, there'd be whistleblowers. Criminal elements were involved, and Sabelle Edmonds and others were there and watched our government command al-Qaeda the entire time throughout the attacks. She's on record, and it's come out mainstream news. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think it's funny, you know, all these, you know, like the Denver shooting and all that, you know, if they had this technology in place, which they clearly did, you know, why weren't those stopped?
The Denver shooter was being handled by a top Air Force psych warfare chief who ran entire bases, and they had entire files on the guy, and there were multiple shooters. They get a drugged up zombie there at the scene who's on amnesics like Halcyon to not even know they did it. Same thing with Sirhan.
Yeah. Well, that's all I had. You know, I just, you know, think it's just kind of, you know, ridiculous.
The NSA is not there to stop terrorism. It is there to spy on good people in government and good people in corporations to make sure they never know why anything they do that's good gets shut down. The NSA is there to serve the god of this world, Satan, Baphomet, El Diablo. I appreciate your call. Good points. Let's go ahead and talk to Rob in Texas. Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, brother.
Well, I just talked to my mom. I'm from Illinois. I moved to San Antonio about a year ago, and I got to say I couldn't be happier. But every once in a while, I have to speak to my mother, who once in a while we get into a political battle. Of course, she's a hardcore liberal Obama supporter like I was.
Let me just say something about San Antonio. It's got the best people I've ever been around. I love Austin.
And
I love
you 100% on that, and that's what my girlfriend told me. I moved in with her, and she was 100% correct. She works out here. I've never met a better person or people in my life. But to cut to the chase here, because I know we don't have a lot of time and a lot of callers want to get in, my mother still supports Obama, admits everything, and by talking to her the other day, it's official. They have my mother by her soul because, I mean, I can't even understand what she's saying half the time. She's talking about politics. She used to be really good. She used to be really quick on everything, and she just agrees with Obama and what he does, honestly, because I think she's just used to being tossed down, used to being thrown down anytime she stands up.
She's in love with him.
She is, absolutely. And the whole biggest part and the question I'm looking for, actually, is the Patriot Act. That's her defense to everything about the NSA spying. Well, he's protected under the Patriot Act. No, I don't think he is. And
No. Warrantless spying. Look, the FISA is a rubber stamp, and that's unconstitutional. But they grab everything. Or they'll say, well, Republicans are bad. I mean, that's like saying, well, Jeffrey Dahmer killed people, so it's okay if Ted Bundy did. It's all bad. And people get invested in a personality, and then they don't want to admit they're wrong. And I would say stop trying to argue with her, because it almost becomes a power trip for people when you try to convince them, say, hey, believe whatever you want. Go ahead and tell her, I think Obama should be given another peace prize. Give her USA Today on Friday, where he's commanding Al-Qaeda in Syria, you know, killing the Christians and Jews and minority Muslims, Alawites, and just start agreeing with her. Like, bring a stack of articles and go, I think it's good he's going to break in over our phone and take over. I think it's good, you know, that he's got 2 billion bullets in armored vehicles. I think it's good that they're saying that the state runs children. You know, try agreeing with her. I appreciate your call. That's the best way to handle these people. Bill in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Al.
Yeah, your phone's real low. Go ahead. Okay, I said Bill. We went to Exy. Go ahead, Exy.
Hey, Alex. It's Pixie.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Your audio's a little bit...
Yeah, I'm a public school teacher of 14 years and a union member and a really large fan of Charlotte Isherby, and I understand the dumbing down of America majorly. Have you heard about this new national Common Core curriculum that 45 states have unwittingly signed on?
Yes,
for?
It's written by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It is designed to destroy critical thinking. But we've already got a 20-point IQ reduction from the fluoride. We shouldn't be mad at dumbed-down Americans. They are brain damaged. Those of us that are still operating okay would have had like 160 IQs. You know, now we only have like 140 IQs. And so the people that would have had 100 IQ have an 80 IQ. People that would have had an 80 IQ have a 60 IQ. I mean, you've just got wreckage. It's a chemical warfare operation. Pentagon run. Of course they're brain dead. Chemical weapons will do amazing things, ma'am.
Oh, absolutely. And not only chemical, but as a teacher, I've had modeled for me how to perform these lessons, and it's absolutely soul-sucking, mind-deadening.
All right, we're going to let you go, ma'am. We're going to let you go. Got to watch the language here on the show. That's a good way to get hung up on immediately. You guys got that right. Fantastic. You obviously have had too much fluoride, honey. I'm sorry. That doesn't matter. Listen, I got a bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. 2 hours is not enough on these Sundays. Bill, JT, Ren, Robert, that's all I got time for when we come back, because I've got to get to several other key news stories. Stay with us. The website is Infowars.com. You're under chemical attack.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back, and I got to apologize to Pixie. I've got an earpiece that I listen to, so I'm the one that's had too much fluoride. She said soul sucking, and I thought she said something else. With all these stupid FCC rules, I get paranoid. So, yes, ma'am, you made some really good points, and I apologize for yelling at you there at the end. We have so much of it, though. So many calls we've got to delay out that. You can understand why. Let me just run through a bunch of final calls before I hit a few pieces of really top news I haven't gotten to yet. So much of the news that we will not get to today is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Flashback, Obama launches total takeover of media system. The NSA is two-way. They don't just spy on you, they take over. That's the rest of the story. Multiplying scandals to hide the one scandal that could sink Obama. Find out what that scandal is at Infowars.com. Hundreds in Hong Kong protest NSA surveillance. How dare them? Democrats who attacked Bush for spying on citizens now justify Obama doing far worse. NSA admits listening to U.S. phone calls without warrants. That's CNET News. Iran to send 4,000 more troops to aid President Assad forces in Syria against Al-Qaeda. Who do you root for, Iran or Al-Qaeda? This is crazy. Britain prepared for war in Syria 2 years before crisis flared up, France's former foreign minister says. Oh, yeah, they funded the Al-Qaeda to attack 2 years ago. So, of course, now they're at the war started 2 years ago, folks. And then tear gas and bulldozers running over the Istanbul people. And all they wanted was to keep their park open and were peaceful. And then the cops attacked them. Turkey has elections, but the military runs that country. And that's what America's turning into. Most countries are like that. And I don't mean your son who's in the Marines or your daughter who's in the Navy. I mean the, you know, the fat cats that run it, the el jefes, the big chief, baby. I don't want to live under the chief. The president's only the commander-in-chief when Congress declares war and tells him what to go do. Then he's the chief of the military, not the big chief. Let's go to some phone calls here. Just briefly, InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off on all the water filter products, 10% off with the promo code WATER on the gravity-fed stainless steel. Best out there and lowest price, side-by-side comparisons, blows the competition away. ProPure at InfoWarsStore.com. And be sure to remember promo code WATER to get 10% off. And your purchase also supports our transmission. Get the June issue of the magazine or give gift subscriptions while it's still supplies are still left. InfoWarsStore.com. And you can find all the great books and films and information we cover. It's a giant online shopping cart at InfoWarsStore.com with the lowest prices on hundreds and hundreds of products. And you can start pre-ordering. It comes out next month. The film that I'm in, that I'm distributing as the exclusive distributor, the film State of Mind, which blew me away. I mean, when I saw it, I said, okay, I want to, I consulted on it and I'm in it. But when I saw it, I said, whoa, I want to really get behind this. So pre-order State of Mind and get a free film for the first 5,000 orders. We'll get a free copy of American Dream, the animated documentary film exposing the history of the Federal Reserve. It's very entertaining. It's like South Park meets a history lesson. So InfoWarsStore.com, State of Mind, order it now. And while supplies last, I have 5,000 of the American Dream film. So when it's gone, I'll no longer be able to give it free with the film. InfoWarsStore.com. And State of Mind gets into the whole history of mind control and then the present and the future. Let's go to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air. Welcome, sir. Hello, Bill. Well, I'm doing good, Bill. You're doing good? I'm glad you're doing good, Bill. Let's go to JT Coyote in Colorado. He's an occasional writer for InfoWars.com. I'll know if it's him. JT, is that you?
It's me.
Okay,
I'm
buddy.
All here.
What'd you call in about?
Well, I got a couple of points, Alex. First, I want to greet you the proper way. I will say happy paternal progenitors day in order to be politically correct.
No, I showed AP and Reuters the word father is hate.
That's it. Secondly, demonizing the pipe for pot use is like demonizing the gun for crime. They're going after the tools.
Well, George Washington, exactly. There's no lobby for the pipe, so they'll ban even the wooden pipe in Florida and felony charges.
Yeah, that's insane, man.
Well, they should arrest George Washington. He actually smoked. He actually didn't just grow hemp for sales and rope. He actually grew what they called toothache or stomachache hemp. George Washington actually smoked pot. So I'm unlike George Washington in that I'm not a marijuana type guy. I know I'm not trendy, folks. We have Ed Asner on the line. Hey, JT, I'm going to come back to you. Ed Asner needs no introduction, and I know that our crew's out there interviewing him and others in Hollywood right now. Ed, is this you?
It's me, baby.
It's you, Ed. Wow. Why do I get a call from you, my friend?
Well, it's been a long time.
It has. How are you doing, sir?
I'm still an admirer of all you do, and I guess you're one of the last voices left standing in this so-called democracy.
Absolutely, sir. I guess, are you out there with Rob Jacobson doing a video interview, sir?
Rob? Is it Rob? There he is. There
absolutely.
He is.
I figured that's who you're with. Well, what do you make of the NSA spying coming out and funding Al-Qaeda to attack Syria, sir?
I think that they're looking to stir up things and perhaps create the genesis for World War III.
I agree. And why do you think they want to start a war? Is it a political distraction?
Well, because that's all they know. That's all they know. Business does well with wars. And, of course, the military-industrial complex does very well. So rather than... And it furthers the control of the corporatists over the people of our country. It further makes us all sheep.
Well, I agree. Listen, you're very gracious to call in on the show. I would love to formally get you on. You've been on, I don't know, probably 10 times over the last decade. I would love to get you on sometime, sir, whenever you'd like to just maybe spend 30 minutes to talk about the waterfront.
Well, anytime you want.
I didn't get a chance to come to your play that was on tour when you came through Texas, but I heard it was pretty successful.
Yeah, it was. And I'll be going back on tour with that in October.
By the way, I did discover and confirm, I'm sure you know him, that Captain Kirk is a listener of the show, and Captain Kirk, also known as the Price, what's Price Line Negotiator, said to say hi to you.
Well, give Captain Burke a couple of wings for me. he's a very interesting sucker, I'll tell you.
Well, I tell you, the former head of the Screen Actors Guild and won every award out there. How many awards have you won, Ed? I'm sure you don't want to talk about it, but you've won everything, haven't you?
I haven't won a Tony, and I haven't won an Oscar, so we got a way to go.
Well, you certainly, you know, what's your favorite performance you've been in, Ed Asner?
Well, I can't deny the extent I identified with the character in Rich Man, Poor Man. I loved it.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you're good in everything. I mean, I love that small role. It was not small, medium-sized you played in JFK. You were so good in that.
Yeah. And I had very little to work with there. Nobody knew anything about him. So we had to manufacture whatever we did.
Hey.
And I had a great time with Elf, you know, and the total effect of Elf has been enormous.
In closing, and then I want to talk to you off air because the show's ending, and thanks for calling in. What is your? Isn't it good news the NSA stuff's coming out, or is it too little too late, Ed Asner?
Well, I think what we'll have to find out is what are they going to do about him? If they leave him alone, then there are still democratic principles at work in this country. If they try to crucify him like they did Manning, or still are attempting to crucify Manning, then I think...
That's right. I think Snowden's a hero. What do you say?
Oh, I do, too. I do, too.
Unbelievable.
And everybody, press, media, doesn't rise up and try to defend him as openly as possible, then the government truly will be labeled fascist.
Well, that's it for this live transmission. Ed, I'm going to say bye to you here at the end of the show and try to set you up proper for the show. Retransmission starts now, Infowars.com, and I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday show. God bless you all. Get out there and take on tyranny.